Hey there, it's Phyllis.
Hey, Phyllis. It's
Neil. Hey, Neil. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So I brought in our midday guy, Peaches, to join the interview with us. So say hi, Peaches. Right.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, Peaches.
Sorry, my last name is Peach, and so that's why they call me Peaches. It's not.
Oh, that's right. He has an actual name.
Yeah, it's not like I'm a stripper or anything like that. Trust me.
But yeah, I wanted to bring him in because he's going to be at the show tonight. So I wanted you to like get to know him a little bit. I mean, I know we're doing a phone interview right now, but still. So you know his voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. All good, man.
Well, awesome. How have you been? How has the pandemic been for you? Have you done anything new or different, or are you just kind of living life?
Yeah. I mean, we had to, you know, kind of get creative with how we were able to make an income, make a living.
Yeah.
So, you know, like many of the bands out there, you know, we went to live stream concerts and we started coming out with a lot more merchandise, things, just any way that we could make money. We did a lot of raffles online where you know, our drummer Jake and Brian, our bassist, would come up with different like creative art projects, basically like building tables out of drum sets and clocks out of drum sets and things like that.
Awesome.
People could win. And tons of people, I mean, all our fans, you know, really supported and those that could, and pulled us through, and we were able to go in and do a whole new record and got some music videos done, and we've been able to stay busy pretty much the whole pandemic. And being that we own a bar in Utah as well, we're owners of a live music venue, so it was like a double whammy.
Yeah.
It sucked. But we were one of the first venues to open up for live concerts, you know, with extremely limited capacity.
Yeah.
It was nice to be able to still play a concert for 50 people and make a little bit of money, but, you know, the club kind of kept us alive, and we kept the club alive, so we were fortunate to have that.
I was going to ask, are you kind of nervous about hitting the road again with everything that's been going on? Are you like, let's go, I'm ready to be back out there?
We're ready to be back out there, you know. I mean, we've done everything we can on our end. The whole band and crew is fully vaccinated, you know, whatever that does. But, you know, so we've done everything we can to make the venues feel comfortable, mm-hmm. fans feel comfortable, and promoters to feel comfortable. Because we need to get back out there, and our friends need to get back to work. We need to get back to work. So we're feeling, and the people that feel comfortable enough to go out and see a live concert, you know, they're going to have a good time. And I think mentally the country needs it. So,
I agree.
Most definitely, because it's my first ever live show tonight since 2018.
Jeez.
So I'm very excited.
Oh, my gosh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, Peaches. Yeah, it's an amazing sight to see fans, you know, people that haven't been out in, like you're saying, you know, 2-3 years, you know, especially, you know, like 13 months that people haven't seen a concert, and the energy in the room is absolutely amazing. You know, I've had people, like fans coming up just crying, just being like, I haven't stopped crying since you started playing. It's just, this feeling overcame me. And, you know, that's what it means to people, you know, this release. And concerts are what bring people together. You know, all people have had is social media to argue about dumb stuff, and concerts are where everybody comes and we all have that one thing in common. We just want to have a good time, mm-hmm. and enjoy the band, enjoy some music. And we don't care about whatever people's views are or whatever's going on. It's just that connection. So
I agree. We
got to get back out there and bring people together.
It's weird, like, going back to concerts again. I'm going to forget how to act. Like, what do I do? I don't remember. It's been so long, but I'm so glad that we're finally getting back to do music. You guys playing Hurricanes tonight, which is very exciting. It's fun to say we're giving away tickets.
I know.
I'm just so jazzed about it. But just out of curiosity, why did you decide to release Fire Within Now? The album's not out yet, but you did release that single.
Yeah, we you know, we have a bunch of songs that we're going to just start putting out just as content. You know, I think we're releasing another song in a couple of weeks, and then probably another, like, every 5 to 6 weeks, we're going to just keep putting out music and then come out with a full album in August.
Awesome. Yeah, I do thoroughly dig Fire Within. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, obviously we're playing it, you know.
Yeah, and that song in particular, you know, I think it's good timing for a song that has that kind of message behind it. You know, people mm-hmm. have been really down, and hopefully it's, you know, it's a pick-me-up kind of song, and that's what the world needs, is a pick-me-up. Oh, my gosh. Sorry, I'm driving my tour bus, and this guy's not using his gas.
The one on the right is the gas. Come on.
Yeah. I'm the tour bus driver too. So,
wow, awesome. 2-for-1 special. That's so cool.
Yeah, that's right, man. Got to save money.
So, what was the writing process like during COVID and recording everything? Did you guys have to do it separately, or were you still able to come together as a band to write and produce music?
We were able to come together. I mean, we still rehearsed and wrote songs through the whole time. So, you know, it's like kind of that was our circle of people, like family. I mean, we've been together for 23 years and we're family. So,
yeah,
you know, we still rehearsed and we signed a record deal in the middle of it. And so the label's like, all right, cool, get to work.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine recording a song via Zoom. Imagine the drums on that sound. It would be horrible.
I think band needs to do a Zoom album.
Oh,
I'm
no.
here for it.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, right. Another band's doing it. There's a lot of people doing a lot of writing and recording, you know, satellite style.
Yeah.
But for us, we were able to go into the studio in Provo, Utah. And I mean, it was, you know, everybody, it was pretty tight because it was in the heart of the pandemic
mm-hmm.
where, you know, we all came separately and there's only a couple of employees at the studio. But I mean, we have to be in the same room together and write music. So it was good. And, you know, a lot of the writing, you know, obviously lyrics and stuff were inspired by what's going on in the world and
yeah.
what our feelings were towards everything too. So it was interesting that the songs just kind of fell out of us. You know, there was that pent up frustration and a lot of uncertainty, you know, for our futures and things like that. That'll come through on this album.
Do you think maybe it was easier to write songs because of everything that was going on? Did it seem like, I guess the word, yeah, is easier than like any other kind of album that you've put out?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's plenty of material to write about,
mm-hmm.
you know, lots of feelings going through all of us, you know, and so, you know, there's other, when everything's great, it's, you know, you can sing about happy stuff and things like that, but, you know, I think rock and roll, some of the best lyrics, best songs come out of struggle.
Yeah, I was about to ask that too, because I was thinking about it. Like, how do bands or any other person like who keeps a journal around, when they hear a certain phrase or they think of a certain phrase, do they just immediately write it down? Or how do you guys come up with the writing process for your songs?
For us, we just kind of, the guys jam, or I'll have like a song idea and show them. And then I just press record and start singing and whatever
awesome.
Comes out of me. Then I have to go back and listen to what the hell I just said and write down lyrics. but I don't ever come up with the final lyrics usually until almost the day that I'm recording them. So I'll continue working on them. And on this album, I actually flew up to Portland, Oregon to do the final. Oh, shit. Sorry. Are we live? Sorry.
No, we're not. We're recording. You're good.
Oh, good. I got to pull over.
Uh-oh.
I got a bay door just flew open on the side of my bus.
Geez.
Oh, I thought he was going to say flat tire, like he's late to the show.
I was panicking. I thought it was a flat tire.
Yeah, no. All right, I'm going to pull over on the side of the freeway here in a second.
Okay, yeah, take your time.
We have a lot of pullover on K-Bear.
Yeah, sorry, my bay just flew open. I don't even know what bay that's to. Is that the back one?
I'm 100% leaving this in the final interview.
Oh, me too. That'd be great. Yeah.
Sorry. We got an emergency situation here.
I know, like,
in the Royal Blitz bus.
Dave, we're doing it live!
Dave Grohl has that show
the very back one.
Where he talks about, like, living on the road and touring on the road. This is actual on the road. Like,
yeah, you're
going
getting
on.
Behind the
yeah,
scenes.
Yeah, you're getting the realistic view right
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
Sometimes doors open. One door closes, another door
is
opens.
Is there something hanging out, or is that the shadow I'm singing? Okay.
This could be a song. Door opens.
There you go. It's inspirational.
It's inspirational.
This is so funny.
We're stranded on the freeway.
Make sure.
He's already writing your next hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, make sure it latches. Crap. Okay.
We'll wrap it up so you can get back to everything.
We call it latches. There we go.
I just wanted to end it with, what can we expect from Royal Blitz in 2021? You said you're kind of releasing new singles here and there. An album's going to come out soon. What can we expect from you guys?
You know, we're going to be touring pretty heavy the rest of the year. I mean, we have Rock Fest. We have a People Fest. We're on Earth Day Birthday with Shinedown down in Orlando.
Very cool.
We have a lot of really good show is coming up. We're going to be out with Fozzy and Through Fire.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's the beginning of September through October. And we're going to just keep releasing songs and keep hitting the road. We're supposed to be over in the UK, but I don't think they're going to get their stuff together in time for us to get over
there.
And then, But, you know, we're just going to keep doing what we do. And I think it's going to be a really, really good year. We have some really cool things we've been working on behind the scenes. We're going to announce those and launch those here in the next couple weeks. But I wish I could talk about them, but I can't yet.
All right.
So just stay tuned, because we have a lot of, this is going to be an interesting 12 to 18 months of Royal Bliss. It's about time we take the step forward. And I really feel it's going to be huge.
I do have a request, though, for when you meet up with Fozzy. Can you please have Chris Jericho put you in the Walls of Jericho? I guess I didn't hear the joke.
Sorry. Say that again. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I was saying that when you guys meet up with Fozzy, could you have Chris Jericho put you in the Walls of Jericho? Because I feel like that'd be perfect for social media posting.
Oh, yeah. We've been talking about doing some sort of wrestling thing together.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
I mean, I grew up a huge wrestling fan. So
me and Phyllis
awesome
as well.
Dude.
Yeah.
Well, awesome, Neil.
Yeah, okay.
It's always such a pleasure talking to you. We are very excited about your show tonight. Finally, new music. That's right. Royal Bliss playing Hurricanes tonight. We got Downbeat Silo and 2 AM Logic also on the bill. But thank you, Neil. I hope you guys arrive safely.
Also, hopefully the doors open up at Hurricanes, not on your bus.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, that would be a good thing. Oh, man. It's always exciting when we're on tour. If something doesn't go wrong, we're not on the road.
Awesome. Well, you guys be safe, and we'll see you later tonight.
All right. Thank you so much.